This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and as usual, I'm joined by my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, as you know, if you want to get any more information on what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445. Or, of course, you can head on out to the website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio page. You can check out some of the past shows. You can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And, of course, you can also schedule a complimentary no-obligation consultation on the website. It's really easy, takes a few minutes, and you can compare your schedule to ours. And you can schedule that no obligation consultation with one of our advisors for a second opinion, either in a face-to-face meeting in Wausau or Eau Claire, or you can schedule a virtual meeting if that works better for you. Now, are you one of those lucky people who jumps out of bed every weekday morning fired up to get to work? Maybe you find your work challenging and rewarding, or maybe your coworkers are also your friends, or maybe you just like having a purpose and routine. Now, if that sounds like you, the idea of early retirement probably isn't on your radar, and that's just fine. But if you often have moments when you pause at your desk and think about retirement and more time to travel, more time with the grandkids, or more time to finally try all of the things that you don't have time for right now, well, maybe you are one of those folks that could have a keen eye on early retirement. Now, if you're currently in your 50s, you're probably a decade to a decade and a half away from the point at which most folks retire. And that means leaving your career now would mean that you're jumping into early retirement, which is, of course, full of both excitement and potential risk. So during our show today, we're going to highlight and chat about some of the most critical things that you should know if you think early retirement may be an option for you. But before we jump into that, let's make sure to say hello to everyone that's here with me today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good, Cole. And we're talking about retiring early. And, you know, even though I love my job, I'm probably in that category you mentioned first of people who love their job and have no intention of retiring early. But even I have, there are always those Mondays, right? That right, we've all right. had. Right. We've all had those days where we're like, wow, what if I retired tomorrow and never had to come back, right?
Yeah. Yep, we know how that goes.
I've thought that. But again, I've said it before on the show, but I'll never retire as long as my voice holds out. We're going to be doing this radio show, whether you want
betcha.
To or not. We're gonna be,
betcha.
We're gonna be doing it. So, and I understand. Did you just recently tape a new episode of the TV show as well?
Yes, we've been working on our newest season, so that
awesome.
Should be coming soon, and we're excited to roll that out. We've got some good topics that we've been talking about and stuff that I think that everybody is curious about, especially given the environment we're dealing with right now.
Yeah. And just for our listeners out there, I co-host the radio show with Sue and Cole, but not the TV show because video is not my median.
He's got the face for radio.
I have the perfect face for radio. And you know what they say, Sue, the camera adds 100 pounds. So I don't want to.
Yes, I know. That's why I don't really like it at all.
No, I that's okay. You can have your video show without me. That's for sure. But it sounds like you got a great topic for us today. You know, people might think, well, do I have enough saved up for retirement? Can I retire early? What do I need to know? But we're going to talk about this today, right, Sue?
That's right, Tony. And I'm going to emphasize that today's show won't try and talk anyone out of early retirement. Like many other parts of building a financial strategy, early retirement is a good move for some and an unwise move for others. Now, there was an ARP article entitled 10 Things No One Tells You About Early Retirement, and it does have some potentially useful information. The article is available at ARP.org. Now, though many of us probably dream about retiring, at least from time to time, the article notes that just 11% of current workers who are younger than 60 actually plan to retire early. Now, it will be interesting if a year or two from now, a new batch of statistics tell us that 11%, that 11% number has dropped even lower because of our ongoing bout of inflation. Now, Medicare, which at the moment provides health care coverage for more than 61 million Americans, doesn't begin until age 65 for most folks. That means is if you leave the workplace prior to turning 65, you're going to have to find a health care bridge that takes you to Medicare.
Well, yeah, and you don't need to be a financial wizard to know that health care is going to be expensive. It's outrageous, and especially as we age. So that is really important.
Well, Tony, I think that's a bit of an understatement. Now, while your health insurance premiums can't rise higher than 8.3% of your household income, according to the current law, you're still likely going to cringe when you see some of those prices. For example, if your household income is $50,000, a mid-level silver plan will cost you around $350 a month or just more than $4,000 a year. And unfortunately for some people, a mid-level plan isn't going to provide everything that they need. And the more coverage that you need, of course, the more it's going to cost you.
Well, yeah, that's true. And that's another good point. If I could offer a brief recap here, what you're saying, Sue and Cole, if you're going to retire early or even thinking about it, you need to work with a financial services professional like yourselves to make sure you have that good strategy in place for all your healthcare needs.
That's right, Tony. And additionally, for some folks, retiring early means they end up tapping into their nest egg too soon, which can have some really negative consequences. Now, if you leave your job before you turn 59 and a half, you may be staring at 10% early withdrawal penalties from certain tax-deferred accounts, including 401ks and traditional IRAs. Now, while you may be able to take some steps that allow you to take IRA money before you turn 59 and a half, not closely adhering to all the rules for doing so could mean that you will end up getting hit with some pretty large penalties. Now, if you don't have a Roth IRA, which is funded with after-tax money, you'll need to be prepared to hand the government a percentage of the amount you withdraw from your traditional accounts. So, for example, if you take $20,000 out of your IRA before you turn 59 and a half and are in the 15% federal income tax bracket, you'll be looking at around $5,000 in taxes and penalties. So extrapolating a bit further, that means that your $20,000 withdrawal means you'll actually only have $15,000.
Well, you know, potentially losing $5,000 of their money while making that kind of withdrawal, that's probably enough to convince somebody not to do it, I would think. But right. Speaking personally, devising this comprehensive pre-Medicare health plan and also being certain you have sufficient cash to avoid dipping into that tax-deferred retirement account, those are good reasons, again, to work with somebody like yourselves. I mean, I think one of the biggest reasons I'm seeing for not retiring early is the cost of health care between when you're on your employer's health care plan and when Medicare kicks in. I mean, if I retired at 55 and Medicare doesn't start covering me until I'm 55, that 10 years of health care on my own without any group plan through an employer or Medicare, that's going to be expensive, like COBRA. That stuff's outrageous right now.
Yeah, it certainly can be, Tony. You know, I mean, obviously, without understanding all the ins and outs and the, you know, ups and downs of healthcare when it comes to pre-65, you know, it can be kind of daunting to understand all of those options. Luckily, we've got Doug Wendt and our staff, which can help people to field those questions and figure out if it's affordable or not. I wouldn't say that healthcare should deter people from having that conversation with their financial team. And of course, if their current financial professional doesn't handle health insurance or Medicare, then of course we'd be happy to provide a second opinion and make sure that they've got a complete plan.
Yeah, that's huge. Well, we should take a quick break here. Cole, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Well, they can give us a call anytime, Tony, at 715-355-4445 to reach us in Wausau or Eau Claire, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
When you lose a spouse, you are faced with a whirlwind of emotions and decisions. Finances are the last thing on your mind. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, we focus on making life transitions easier. That is why we've put together a helpful guide that focuses on what women should do before they lose their spouse. Give us a call at 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com to get your copy. Life transitions are never easy, but we can help.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. If you need more information, Cole, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445 to reach us in Wausau or Eau Claire, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, there's all sorts of resources on the website, including the ability to schedule a complimentary no obligation consultation with one of our advisors right there on the website.
All right. And during the show today, we've been talking about some of the things you need to understand before retiring early or trying to figure out, can I retire early? I think it's been a good one. Sue, what do you have for us in this next segment?
Well, Tony, that ARP article I'd mentioned in the first segment next tells us that retiring early may also mean that you're giving up some of the upside of compounding interest. Now, when it comes to saving, the money you need for retirement, time itself is potentially your best friend. So let's consider some numbers. Now, while you're between ages 25 and 55, if you save $250 a month, which is $3,000 a year, you'll have in the ballpark of about $237,000 when you officially retire. Now, presuming that you don't make any withdrawals and earn an average of 6% yearly on your investments, I mean, that's a great return on your $90,000 investment.
Well, yeah. And so what happens to those numbers if a person retires at a more traditional age?
Well, Tony, if you retired when you were 65 instead of 55, you're providing yourself another decade of compound interest. Now, in this scenario, your $250 a month will provide you with around $464,000, or almost double what you would have had when you were 55. And that's because an extra 10 years of savings adds $30,000 to your nest egg. And this significant advantage comes from the interest that you'll earn not only on your principal, but also the interest that you'll see on the interest that's already been accumulated over the course of time.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's an interesting one as well. And I think I've mostly grasped the idea of compounding interest. We've talked about it a lot on past shows, but whenever I see hard numbers like the ones you're talking about, I'm always stunned at just how huge compounding interest can be and how big of a difference it makes with our investments and savings.
That's right, Tony. And the next part of early retirement you may not have considered previously is that you may very well have a long life ahead of you. Now, according to the same ARP article I referenced a moment ago, today a woman who retires when she turns 55 will need her savings to last about 29 years on average. Now, compare that to the roughly 20 and a half years she'll need for her savings if she retired at 65. Now, a man who leaves the workforce at 55 will need his savings to last just a little bit over 25 years as opposed to the roughly 18 years he'd need if he retired at 65. Now, get a load of this stat. If a couple makes it to age 65, there's a 25% chance one of the spouses will live to age 98.
Wow, okay. So a longer life then means you're going to need plenty of money. You're going to need more money, obviously.
Right.
That would be a valid assumption, Tony. Yeah. Now, just as you may live longer than you expect, you're also likely to spend more money in retirement than you anticipated. Now, many financial services professionals tell their clients to expect spending around 80% as much in retirement as they did while they were still working. Now, considering many expenses that come with your job, gas, for example, go away when you retire, that 80% number is probably pretty accurate for a lot of people out there. But there are some nuances that you should certainly factor into the equation. In the first months of retirement, it's common for retirees to spend quite a bit on things like travel, home repairs, and upgrades, as well as potentially relocation expenses. Now, while in many cases those expenses will shrink, if not vanish, later in retirement, before that point, they can take a bit of a bite out of your savings.
Yeah. You're mentioning home projects. Well, number one, it makes me think of the list my wife has for me. To get
the honey-do list
to get done. We have a lot of home projects. But that's a reminder that, hey, if you're considering early retirement, it might be a good move to have a plan for retirement housing, right?
Right, Tony. And heading into retirement without the burden of a mortgage is a priority for many of our clients, though making it happen can often be challenging. Now, as the article notes, 44% of retired homeowners between ages 60 and 70 still have a mortgage, according to the ARP article. And don't forget that even if you begin retirement without a mortgage, the costs that come with home ownership just don't go away. Now, one common piece of advice urges homeowners to save 1% of all their home purchase prices each year to handle the expenses that come with replacements and repairs. Now, more specifically, that would mean saving about $3,500 annually on a house with a $350,000 purchase price.
Wow. So crafting a financial strategy for your home, whether it's paying off that mortgage before you retire or maybe getting into a smaller, less expensive home. A lot of people downsize once they retire. That's a solid reason to be working with you, Sue and Cole. I think it's huge. You need to work with a financial advisor who's going to be looking at this big picture and helping you with these things.
Well, certainly, Tony, I would agree with that statement, especially when you remember that finding extra income after you're retired can be easier said than done. Now, while 74% of workers note that they plan to keep earning some sort of paycheck after they retire, just 27% of retirees reported that they were able to keep a paycheck coming after they were retired, according to the ARP article. Now, for a lot of retirees, not finding a part-time job comes down to an inability to commit to the sometimes rigid schedules that many employers sometimes require. Still, other retirees are unable to land a part-time gig because of family commitments or travel plans. And in the end, a wise course of action for a lot of folks is to work with a financial services professional to build a strategy that prioritizes creating enough retirement income to make working part-time unnecessary.
Wow. Well, I think that's really good. Now, we should take another quick break here, or take a moment to let our listeners know once again how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call to schedule a complimentary, no-obligation consultation with one of our highly skilled advisors anytime by calling 715-355-4445 to schedule in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually. Or they can also visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and we'll be right back with more about what you need to know if you're considering early retirement, right here on Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Retirement can be both exciting and intimidating. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, we have found many people fail to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. Since deciding when to file for your benefit is so important, our firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. give us a call at 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com to get your copy.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka. And during the show today, Sue and Cole, you've been talking about essential things that people who are thinking about early retirement need to know before they make any of those final choices. And, you know, if you feel good about your financial strategy, early retirement may mean more time relaxing and enjoying your family. But if your financial strategy is still a work in progress, early retirement could make your coming years more challenging. So something to be aware of. Sue, what do you have for us next?
Well, that ARP article that I had mentioned in the last two segments next suggests that those considering early retirement should be fully aware that they'll have a lot more free time after they stop working. So while on the surface that sounds ideal, it may come with some hurdles. Now, after all, heading into the office each morning likely ate up at least 40 hours of your weekly calendar for decades. But when you retire, you're suddenly faced with, you know, filling all of that time. Now, at first, some extra games of pickleball, catching up on those classic films you always wanted to watch, and taking more road trips will probably make you wonder why you waited as long as you did to retire. But eventually, the newness wears off. And if one of the reasons that you're pondering early retirement is because you want to spend more time with your grandkids, don't forget that they'll soon be in school. Again, the point of today's show isn't to talk you out of early retirement. We only want to make it clear that while a big part of retirement planning is financial, part of the planning process must also consider your emotional and social needs.
Well, that's a great point. And it's easy to see how, you know, the social part of a career could be overlooked during this whole retirement planning process, even if your job doesn't always make you completely happy. And, you know, you and your coworkers may not agree on everything, but at least some of the people you work with are people you look forward to talking to and spending time with. And it's that social interaction that's important. So I think those types of things contribute to health and happiness, right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more there, Tony. Now, also remember that when you're working with a financial services professional, you should share a full picture of the travel and hobbies and other activities that you want to be able to pursue in retirement. That way they can help you build those factors right into your financial strategy with the goal of providing the money that you're going to need to enjoy them all. And while I can tell you from experience that a client who is genuinely enjoying retirement is a client who's more likely to come into our office for regular meetings while also sticking to their financial strategy.
Yeah, yeah, that's huge. And obviously, again, important. And I know you've told us about social isolation before. We've talked about it on past shows. But maybe, Sue, you could tell us more about planning for the possibility of this, of social isolation, because I think that's something people often overlook when it comes to thinking about retirement.
That's true, Tony. And if you retire at 55 or 56, there's a decent chance that your spouse and many of your friends will still have at least a handful of years left at their job. So that means without a strategy, you could end up spending your weekdays sitting in the basement watching reruns of old sitcoms. And who wants to do that? Now, you know, additionally, if you retire a bit earlier than most folks, many of the new friendships that you built through new hobbies or volunteering may well be with people who are quite a bit older than you. While that may not be as much of a problem for you, it is something that you should think about.
Well, yeah, obviously, that's something we all need to be thinking about and looking at. And, you know, that's huge. And to your point of retiring while your spouse still has several years to go in their career, that could really be a challenge for a lot of couples, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. We see that once in a while. And don't forget that there aren't just challenges when one spouse retires and the other spouse keeps working. When both spouses are eventually retired, it will bring about an entirely new lifestyle. If one or both spouses worked outside the home, that means they had a break from each other throughout the week to do kind of their, you know, do their own thing. But during retirement, you're going to be together every day. And that means it may be wise for each person to find a hobby or activity that doesn't necessarily include their spouse, which isn't to imply that the secret to a happy marriage is to spend as much time away from each other as you can, but some occasional me time now and then is probably healthy and sometimes needed.
Well, sure, and definitely needed. And if somebody's considering early retirement, they need to ask the right questions. What questions would you recommend they ask, Sue?
Well, to me, an open and thorough chat with your financial services professional before you make any final decisions about retirement is a critical move. The first question you should ask is whether you can generally afford to stop working soon. And this is where the fact that a financial services professional is there to tell you the truth, not just what you want to hear. So it is really important. And after that, you should talk about whether you'll need a part-time job during retirement and how you will address your healthcare costs and what you will do to fill up all your free time and how your personal vision for retirement meshes with your spouse's vision.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So a lot to think about if you're going to retire early. I think this has been a great show. Is there anything else you want to add before we sign off today, Cole?
Well, Tony, I just want to give our listeners a final reminder that, of course, we are here to assist with all of these different things. Of course, our team of highly skilled advisors is happy to meet with our radio show listeners and often does. And, of course, if you are thinking about scheduling a complimentary, no-obligation second opinion, give us a call at 715-355-4445. And, of course, you can schedule in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually. You can also do that on our website, retirewithbushka.com. There's a book now button right at the top of the page you can click on. That'll take you right out to our advisors' calendars, and you can find some availability on one of them that matches up with your calendar. And of course, you can also check out all sorts of other resources on our website, including our TV and radio show. You can also check out some of the reports that we run for clients in our meetings. And you can also just learn a little bit more about the process that you would go through if you're thinking about scheduling that complimentary, no obligation consultation. So again, that number is 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thanks, Cole. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.